In 1852, a man by the name of Yankee Jim was hanged on the site of what is now the Whaley House. The Whaley House is one of only two registered haunted houses in the United States, and considered by some to be the most haunted house in America. Welcome to The Paranormal Void, a podcast about hauntings, unexplained phenomena, mysterious happenings, cryptids, anomalies, and more. I'm your host, Andy Cano. James Robinson, otherwise known as Yankee Jim, was a Canadian immigrant, former sailor in the United States Navy, and a criminal. It's unclear what Yankee Jim was doing in San Diego. Some say he was there to start over and settle down, while others speculate that he was on a crime spree that would eventually end up in Mexico, where he would retire. Jim sealed his fate when he tried to make off with a ship from the San Diego Bay. Unable to make off with the ship, he jumped into a rowboat and rowed across the bay. He ended up in Point Loma. As he made his way through Point Loma, he ended up at a ranch. While he was there, he was hungry and thirsty from running. He couldn't resist asking the rancher for food and water. The rancher, being a man who stayed on top of current events, recognized Jim from reports in the paper. The rancher took out his sword and hit Jim on top of the head with it. While Jim was dazed, he lashed him to a mule. Escorted Jim with the mule back to Old Town, where he handed him over to the townspeople. Jim was tried. The townspeople were very angry as times were tough, and the judge that presided over the case was drunk. Jim was accused of trying to commit piracy. Laughing this off as a joke, Jim could not believe what was about to happen. He was found guilty, and the townspeople wanted to hang him right away. The law required at least 24 hours before doing so. The hanging was terrible and agonizing. Jim was a tall man, and the rope they used was too long. The limbs of the tree were too low. So rather than dying instantly from breaking his neck in a typical hanging, Jim struggled for about 30 to 45 minutes. It's believed that with his dying breaths, Jim cursed the town of Old Town San Diego. These terrible incidents didn't stop here. Because Jim was tall, they did not have a coffin that would fit him. So before putting him in the coffin, they broke his legs and arms and stuffed him inside. Shortly after Jim's death, people began reporting sightings of Jim's ghost on the grounds. Like what you hear so far? You're listening to The Paranormal Void, the show that brings you tales of the unexplained with your host, Andy Cano. Follow me on Instagram at the_paranormal_void for more. Thank you for listening. In 1856, Thomas Whaley, originally from New York, purchased a plot of land next to a granary in Old Town San Diego. The land was a site of many executions, including that of Yankee Jim. Some locals believe the site was once a graveyard and possibly some kind of vortex for supernatural activity. In 1857, construction of the Whaley House was complete. Thomas moved in his family, which consisted of Anna, his wife, their son Francis Hinton, and their son Thomas Jr. The two-story Greek Revival-style house was built from lumber and bricks made at Thomas Whaley's Brickyard on Condy Street in Old Town. For its time, the house was the biggest and most beautiful house in the area. Built into the first floor was a general store, which was common practice on the East Coast. Shortly after moving in, Thomas and Anna experienced their first haunting. They heard what sounded like footsteps of a large man walking through the house and up and down the stairs. Fearing there was an intruder, Thomas inspected the house. He found no one was there, and there was no signs of forced entry. In 1858, sadly, Thomas Jr. fell ill with scarlet fever and died. The same year, there was a fire that burned down their general store. Stricken with grief, the Whaleys relocated their remaining family to San Francisco. 9 years later, in 1868, Thomas decided to go back to the Whaley House and fix it up and move the family back in. There was a happy occasion in 1882. Their daughter Violet was engaged and got married to a man by the name of George T. Bertolacci. About 2 weeks into their marriage, on their honeymoon, Bertolacci disappeared in the middle of the night while they were traveling back east on their honeymoon. Bertolacci was a con man, and the family found out later that he was only after Violet's dowry. Violet was forced to travel back home by herself. In Victorian times, this was looked down upon, and the whole town shunned her. Simply, a lady did not travel without a chaperone. Because she was shunned by the town and left by her love, Violet became depressed. In 1885, Violet decided to take her own life. She grabbed her father's .32 caliber pistol and shot herself in the chest at the young age of 22. She left a note. In the note, she quoted a poem, "Mad from life's history, swift to death's mystery, glad to be hurled anywhere, anywhere out of this world." For fear of suspicion, Corinne Lillian's fiancé broke off their engagement. Once again, in an effort to escape the tragedy, Thomas relocated the family. He built a single-story home in downtown San Diego, and the beautiful two-story Greek Revival home was left vacant again for at least 20 years. In 1890, Thomas Whaley fell ill and died in the downtown house. In 1905, Anne Amelia died in Modesto, California. In 1909, Francis Whaley returned to the house and restored it. He turned it into a tourist attraction and entertained guests with his guitar. In 1912, he was joined by the rest of his remaining family, Anna, Thomas's widow, Corinne Lillian, and George, all joined Francis. In 1913, Anna Whaley died at the age of 80. In 1928, George Whaley died. And in 1953, the last surviving member of the Whaley family died at the house that her father built. Thomas Jr., Violet, Anna, Francis, George, Corinne Lillian, Dolly the Family Dog, and Yankee Jim Robinson are all said to haunt the Whaley House. These hauntings seem to increase during the holidays. People have experienced everything from disembodied footsteps, laughter, voices and music. Some guests have even reported smelling cigar smoke, and it's said that this is from Thomas Whaley. They also experience smelling perfume from one of the ladies of the house. There's cold spots, blasts of cold air, feelings of sadness, pressure on the neck and chest, feelings of being watched, apparitions of people dressed in 19th century clothing who disappear, as well as shadows that vanish. People have even been reporting being licked by the family dog. In 1960, the house was taken over by the San Diego Historical Shrine Foundation. In 2000, it was taken care of by the Save Our History organization. And in 2007, a live-in caregiver was added to prevent vandalism and break-ins. The Whaley House has been a mystery for a long time. It's said to be the most haunted house in America, and there have been many people that have visited it that have shared their experiences. One of these people was Regis Philbin, who had a talk show in the 90s and early 2000s. He died not long ago. He was there with a cameraman, I believe, and they saw somebody in the kitchen about from the waist up. They weren't sure if they were being messed with, so they turned on the lights, and whatever it was disappeared. I was actually in the Whaley House more than once, and in the area between the general store and kitchen, I felt a blast of cold air. I couldn't explain where it came from. It was a really interesting experience. If you ever find yourself in San Diego, I highly recommend you travel to Old Town and check out the Whaley House. Not only because of its historical value, but that feeling of mystery, knowing that it's a registered haunted house and supposed to be the most haunted house in America. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Paranormal Void. Make sure to like, subscribe, and visit the Instagram at the_paranormal_void. Tell your friends, give us a rating, and until next time, stay creepy.